Welcome to my brother Blake's and my trip. We got taken on a tour of the Grand Canyon with our dad Logan for his business trip. Also, for summer break, we had to make something. So here's what we turned in, and here's what I did.
You mean what I did?
Sure, all what you did. Anyways, my brother Blake, on the other hand, instead of taking notes, wanted to go run and see everything there.
That's right, I did, including the Great Grand Canyon Dave's tour.
You know everything about Grand Canyon Dave, but one activity I personally really liked was going out for food, like Spencer's Pub and going on the Grand Canyon's Railway. Those were some of the really cool places.
I know, the food at Spencer's Pub was really delicious, especially the spaghetti, but I loved tasting the rocks on Grand Canyon Dave's tour even better. I was sad the limestone didn't taste like lime.
Sure, like limestone would have ever tasted like lime. Okay, enough about Grand Canyon Dave and tasting rocks. Now let's get into some of the fun history about the Grand Canyon. Because if it were up to you, this whole thing would be about Grand Canyon Dave.
Okay. But did you know that some of the rocks at the very bottom of the canyon date back to over 525,600 years ago?
Actually, it's about 2 billion years ago.
Oh!
Not only that, but did you know that the Pueblo Indians lived there 8 centuries ago?
No, I did not. That's some boring information.
Of course you don't know or care much about the history. Is there anything you actually liked on the trip?
The only thing I enjoyed about the trip was water rafting down the Colorado River. And Grand Canyon Dave, of course, and tasting rocks.
Want to know something cool about the Colorado River?
I guess so.
Did you know that the Colorado River was actually what carved out the Grand Canyon? And another thing is, the Grand Canyon became a national park in 1919. The person that signed it into law was President Woodrow Wilson.
No, not really. But did you know that the Grand Canyon food is delicious?
Don't get me started on the food again.
Okay, I won't.
Way too late for that.
Please don't talk about the food.
I loved going to the Phantom Ranch. I definitely want more from the Phantom Ranch, considering they had vegetarian and gluten-free options. Plus, it's obvious 4.5 rating.
I thought that tropical fruit salad was to die for.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite foods from our father's business trip. Do you remember going on any of the outings for the hiking trips?
Yeah, how could I forget to remember? Another place you went to is a deer farm in the Grand Canyon where you can pet a goat or kiss camels.
Yeah, I had a blast because I like seeing goats. They have such interesting eyes.
Interesting? I think the words you are looking for is extremely creepy.
Sure, but Blake, pay attention.
Blake, didn't you try chasing the weird animals we found in the canyon on Grand Canyon Dave's tour?
I wasn't chasing them. They were chasing me.
Yeah, it was a very cute white-tailed kebab squirrel.
It's not cute.
Yeah, sure. You're just a...
I am not. Whatever. Let's talk about our other Grand Canyon places we went to.
Yeah, I love the tour called the Walk of Time.
Yeah, that was fun, but it was so hot out that I was just so bored.
Yeah, sure, bored. I think you mean that you forgot to remember when we were on the Walk of Time, you were complaining because you forgot your water bottle after I said to grab it.
That wasn't funny. It was 105 degrees out.
I mean, it was kind of funny.
I don't think so, but I guess so.
Whatever. Want to hear about something else?
Sure.
Oh yeah, there was multiple times on the trip you had no idea what you had been talking about. Like, you were saying there's only 10 national parks in Arizona, including the Grand Canyon, but there's actually 22.
Wait, is there actually 22 parks in Arizona?
Yeah, do you wonder why everyone went silent on the tour after you said that?
No, I thought they were just surprised that I knew so much.
You give me headaches.
No, I don't.
My head says otherwise. Want to hear another quick thing before we have to get going soon?
I guess.
Did Did you know that in 2018, over 6 million people went there?
Anyways, I think that it's time to go.
Yeah, but maybe next time when we go on another trip, we should have more information.
Goodbye, fellow explorers.
Be safe and wear a seatbelt.